Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Amen. To make sense of the readings today, we need to switch the order of the gospel and the first lesson. That gets the chronology right. In the text from John's gospel, which is part of a long discourse that Jesus delivers after the Last Supper and before he goes out to the Garden of Gethsemane on Maundy Thursday, Jesus announces to the disciples that they are not going to be alone when he leaves, because he is sending the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, to guide them in their continuing ministry. He knows that the disciples don't really understand what he's saying, but he also knows that time is short and there are things they need to hear. Now, in the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we see the disciples gathered together 50 days later in a house in Jerusalem. Luke, the author of Acts, told us earlier that they were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. They are probably still processing all that they have seen and experienced since Good Friday, like Jesus' trial and crucifixion, his disappearance from the tomb, his various post-resurrection reappearances, and eventually his ascension into heaven. They're waiting in Jerusalem as Jesus ordered them to do. But God will not keep them waiting much longer. Indeed, as Jesus promised, the Advocate is coming to provide them with the courage to speak the truth and proclaim the good news of God in Christ. Suddenly, things start breaking loose. There is the sound of a violent wind. Tongues of fire appear and rest on the disciples. They are filled with the Holy Spirit, and they begin to speak in other languages. The very power of God is being unleashed. The Spirit is being poured out in unprecedented fashion. Just as it was when the Spirit moved over the waters at the beginning of creation, something new is being brought to life. The day of Pentecost is the Jewish Feast of Weeks, which comes 50 days after Passover. So people had gathered in Jerusalem from all corners of the Roman Empire. They represented diverse cultures, a myriad of languages, and probably different religious traditions. Nevertheless, God's grace was given freely to all who heard the message, and thousands converted to Christ. These converts returned to their homes and shared the message of Christ, and the church began to spread like wildfire. In this unlikely account, a group of timid, terrified, ordinary men and women trying to make sense of all that had happened to them over the past 50 days were touched by the Spirit and changed. They became a new creation. Suddenly, they had the power to go out into the streets of Jerusalem and proclaim the good news of their Messiah, Jesus Christ, to pilgrims from around the world in language that everyone could understand. And we see that from its inception, the church was a diverse group of people who hailed from a variety of cultures and languages. It was in the midst of this great diversity that God sent the Holy Spirit upon the church and started a movement that would change the history of the world forever. This is why we refer to Pentecost as the birthday of the church. Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Advocate and the Spirit of Truth. In the Gospels, the Holy Spirit is regularly associated with the ability to speak boldly and coherently before the authorities. With the Spirit's help, we too are able to speak truth to the powers of the world. And this means that wherever and whenever we see injustice, we are duty-bound to address it. For Paul in Romans, the Spirit knows our hearts and intercedes for us before God with sighs too deep for words. What a lovely phrase that is. And in our psalm today, the Spirit is the very force behind creation and the renewal of the earth. There is a particular discipline within Christian theology called pneumatology that focuses on the study of the Holy Spirit. The term is derived from the Greek word pneuma, which designates breath or spirit. The Hebrew word for the Spirit of God is ruach, or breath. That's a feminine word, and the Spirit is often spoken of in feminine terms, sometimes connected with Sophia or wisdom. She has even been described as the shy person of the Trinity. But the Holy Spirit came into this room where the disciples were gathered like a violent wind and fire. This is the same wind that swept over the face of the waters at the beginning of creation. It was no gentle breeze. It had force and power. This Spirit was not shy. In the beginning, as we read in Genesis, without the Spirit, all is chaos, unformed, empty. God sends forth the Spirit and all things are created, and God renews the face of the earth. Before the coming of the Spirit, the disciples are fearful and uncertain about what's going to happen. With the Spirit, they go out into all the world, baptizing, teaching, and some later meeting violent deaths. Without the Spirit, all peoples are divided, unrelated. With the Spirit, we are one body, the body of Christ. The first Pentecost was about the miracle of community. The community across differences that was made possible through the work of the Spirit. Pentecost invites us into a new way of engaging with difference, not just with different languages, but all the ways that we are marked as different from one another. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit speaks through the differences without converting them into sameness. People aren't invited to give up their languages, their cultures, and convert to the same way of speaking and thinking. Instead, Pentecost offers us a different way, where the Spirit affirms our differences, celebrating our diversity by speaking in ways that each of us can understand, and yet drawing us together as one body, the family we call the church. At Pentecost, the Spirit was given freely, without respect for race, creed, color, gender, citizenship, or socioeconomic class. And God continues today to pour out God's Spirit on all humanity. The fruits of the Spirit, according to St. Paul, are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These fruits are the qualities of Jesus that the Holy Spirit develops in us as we grow in our faith. That's who we are called to become as Christians. Just as the disciples' bold and fearless witness at Pentecost led to the conversion of more than 3,000 people, so are we too called to bear witness to God's love for the world today. As Paul wrote in his letter to the Galatians, in Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, slave nor free. The Holy Spirit compels us to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourselves, to reach out to the unloved, the hard to love, and the rejected in our midst, and love them, imitating Christ's love for us, his sisters and brothers, God's beloved children. That's the lesson of Pentecost. God's gift to us on that day so long ago was the promise that God's Spirit is with us always, acting with and through each of us. The Holy Spirit is always associated with new life, new beginnings, and new possibilities. As the psalmist joyfully describes, when you send forth your Spirit, they are created and renew the face of the earth. As we look around us, we see so much division, hatred, and pain. But as our presiding bishop Michael Curry would say, the Holy Spirit is a loving, liberating, and life-giving force. And it's through the Holy Spirit that we can work towards becoming beloved community, as Bishop Michael has charged us to do. So let us be willing vessels who bring about God's peaceable kingdom with the fire of the Holy Spirit poured out from our souls, poured out from our tongues, and poured out as healing balm for this hurting and wounded world. May we speak always the language of God, which is love. Please pray with me for the power of the Spirit among the people of God. God of all power and love, we give thanks for your unfailing presence and the hope you provide in times of uncertainty and loss. Send your Holy Spirit to enkindle in us your holy fire. Revive us to live as people who pray, worship, learn, break bread, share life, heal neighbors, bear good news, seek justice, rest, and grow in the Spirit. Wherever and however we gather, unite us in common prayer and send us in common mission, that we and the whole creation might be restored and renewed. Amen.